read the title. You know what you're in for. Hell of a Boss is a perfect show. Perfect show. But first, have an announcement to make. So, I mentioned this a little while ago on Twitter, but I have not brought it up since. Excuse me for a sec. Anyways, yeah. So I mentioned this on Twitter. I'm trying to find the tweet. F it. I'm not going to find the tweet. I mentioned this on Twitter like literally like a month ago, I think, before the break, that I was working on the next, I don't know if anyone remembers these, but does anyone remember Animosity Specials? It was these weird like little things. There was two, I believe. I believe eventually four were originally going to be four. Two were done. One of them was planned out, but never completed. And the fourth was just an idea. Here we are. This will be the third or fourth. I think that's true. I forget if the third one got, like, actually completed. I don't think it did. Because there was the murder mystery one, taking a look at Family Guy episodes, and then there were fewer, which is still like my favorite episode of Family Guy. Then there was the Animosity Jeopardy. And I forget if there was a third one. I don't think there was a third one. So yeah. Here we are with the third one, and it's going to be on something people actually give a crap about. LGBT representation in cartoons. This is going to be a very, like, an educational episode. Think of that Pride documentary, you know, Pride. Think about that, but, like, only cartoon-based. Also, watch Pride. It's good. Me and my family are just up to the part where they talk about AIDS. So... sorry, sometimes when I make a joke, my brain like dies for a sec. It's weird. So yeah, it's gonna be talking about, you know, just the LGBT representation in cartoons. There's 7 segments. This will most likely be a decently long episode, but you never know. It could end up being like 20 minutes, but it's projected to be between 1 hour and 2 hours. So there you go. There you go, Daryl. Your commute across route. I'm not going to give a number because that says my location. But, you know, come on. Congratulations, Daryl. Your route across the highway, you know, your commute to your job. You finally got something you can listen to for the whole way through. That joke failed. So, yeah. The segment one's going to be introduction. Then this is going to be an overview. Then we're going to talk about the beginning. Then the 2010s. There's gonna be a segment on She-Ra, of course. Then there's gonna be the 2020s, and then there's gonna be a conclusion segment. Now, why am I saying this? We're bringing this to attention now. Well, because it's the first time that I'm actually going to be opening this up to viewer participation, not in the way you would think. I'm looking for people that have a platform that. Basically, the idea that I've had is I'm going to do Twitter polls, maybe a Google form, because those worked out so well last time. Do all this kind of stuff, and I'm going to get help from other people. Basically, the only segments that I'm going to be doing myself is introduction, overview, and conclusion. Segments 3, 4, 5, and 6 are going to be with a guest, someone that has a platform based in a cartoon. Whether it be you make She-Ra fan cams, or you write the Owl House fan fiction, or you're friggin' It's Rebecca Rose. That would be a catch right there. The person's talked to Dana Taris. So, just saying. Let's make it happen. But I'm looking at people that have some sort of a platform, that have experience in the field they're talking about. Like, I'm going to get like someone that She-Ra-based to talk about She-Ra. So we're basically going to be working with this person to do the research on the specific topic and actually write the segments, make it sound, you know, like the actual person also makes some friends, maybe. But that's the corny stuff they teach you in elementary school. So that's going to be this whole thing. So I am very excited about this. And note that I have been working on this, writing the introduction overview, and I didn't get to write the conclusion yet. Planning this out, along with working through life stuff over the breaks, this is what I've been working on, along with working on the Why the Miraculous Robots game was doomed to fail and Hell of a Boss is a perfect show. Note that episodes, if I actually had a goddamn schedule, episodes are not gonna stop, but they're gonna slow. Meaning, don't expect episodes for a little while we're working on this. Let me actually pull up the ideas. So basically, the one that I've got is there's three ideas that have not yet been done, which is one is LGBT representation in cartoons. The other one is, was Catcher's reaction justified? Which basically, when I write ideas, it's literally like just a name, like top five favorite cartoons, Hell of Boss is a perfect show, Why the Miraculous Robots came to fail, blah blah blah. Just that's really what I do to write down ideas. And then the last one is Spirited Away, a critical second look. Oh Jesus Christ, drop my phone. I do these all on a note, literally a note on my phone. Yay. So yeah, that's basically the Catcher's Reaction and Spirited Away ones. Those will probably get done in the meantime, but other than that, whatever. Anyways, I'm rambling now. I'm gonna be looking for people to, not help with this. Our last edit was October 1st. Literally a month ago. I'm looking at the Hell of a Boss document. I literally wrote this a month ago. Jesus. Yeah, I did. I wrote the Hell of a Boss one, then I wrote the Rackus one, then I started working on LGBT representation. I representation. I can't speak today. I also kind of want to talk about I'm gonna write this down. I want to write an episode. I want to do an episode on Q Force because people have been trash talking Q Force, and I thought it was a good show. Gay spy show. That's how I described that. So yeah, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today we are talking about Hell of a Boss. I also would like to make one more quick note before we begin. This is really quick. Note that this was written before. Sorry, this was all written before episode 7 dropped. This is only using information from episodes pilot to 6, because episode 7 dropped a few days ago. I watched it. It was depressing, but good. The music, the song, all the songs. It's great. Like, yeah. Literally was fun. Liked it. Excited for the second half of the finale. I'm no spoilers. Spoilers between episodes pilot and 6. Spoilers there. No spoilers on episode 7 at all. And with that, Hell of a Boss follows the story of the imps, or immediate murder professionals. They are demons from hell who do contract killings on people in the overworld. The show is described as an adult animated musical black comedy, which is way too many describing words than one show needs. The show is only available online, either on cartoon websites or on the creator, VizzyPop's YouTube channel. The show focuses on interpersonal relationships between its characters, so think of The Owl House, but only Lumity scenes, or Miraculous Ladybug without the superhero scenes, which would make Miraculous Ladybug a really bad sitcom. Yeah. Okay, well, done with the Wikipedia crap on that. On to my personal thoughts. I fucking love this show. I'm allowed to swear because the show is for adults only, because it's very vulgar. Not vulgar, sorry. It doesn't show anything, it just says everything. Anyways, I love the show. The plot is interesting. The humor is great. It breaks the fourth wall a couple times, which is a risk that I've never really seen a show do before. Also, it's got the LGBT representation. I forget exactly who. I know Blitz is Pan, but I forget the other ones. I assume Stolas is probably bi. I think they said something about Moxie being bi as well. I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't surprise me if Luna's gay. Yeah, but LGBT representation, which is something I find extremely important. But this show has something else going for it. It's only 6 episodes, 7 now, plus the pilot. Plus the episodes are 12 minutes long, except for the most recent two. Truth Seekers and crap, what was episode 7 called? Wikipedia. Aussies. It does. So yeah, it really doesn't take long to watch the entire series, and it is totally worth it, in my opinion. Seriously, go watch it. It's a really good show. I'm out of Google Doc. Crap. So yeah. Hell of a Boss. Hell of a Boss is a perfect show. I really like first of all, I love Luna. Luna is a mood. Just a mood. Luna is a total mood. Sorry, text. As I was saying, Luna's a mood. Blitz is funny. Moxie's a dork. Millie is honestly the worst member of the main cast. Stolas is funny, honestly. The first, like the pilot, where Stolas is like, "You're the only demon that can fuck me," and then goes on this whole spiel until Blitz hangs up the phone. Like, I'm gonna describe the scene, but it's better when you watch it. Hangs up the phone, breaks it, puts it in a blender, blends it up, and has Luna drink it. That was comedy. I'm gonna find the scene. Anyways, hold on, I found it.
Can I do you for this time, Stolas?
There's a political candidate causing trouble up on Earth for a few of my associates. He's trying to convince people global warming exists.
Doesn't it?
Well, yes, but more people die if nothing is done about it. And it gets lonely here.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what happens when I'm lonely, Blitzy?
Oh, God fucking damn it.
When I'm lonely, I become hungry. And when I become hungry, I want to choke on that red of yours. Your and lick all of your.
I don't think it can be heard.
Before taking out your and with more teeth until you're screaming like a fucking baby.
Eat this. And then you know that bridge over the freeway?
Yeah?
Shit off it. Look, the point is.
I don't know if any of that was heard, and I'm very sorry if it wasn't. But that was funny. That was funny. I'll link the. This is getting put in my liked. I'll link the clip in the description below. So go check out. This clip was made by Jimmy Simp Trapo. Jesus Christ. Anyways, so yeah, Hell of a Boss, watch it, LGBT representation, if you are interested in applying, DM me on Twitter, please, I'll leave a link to my Twitter in the description as well. I'm really looking for people that have a platform. I don't care if it's one follower, if it's 1,000, I don't care what your platform is, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, probably not TikTok, actually, those people are weird. If you somehow figured out how to resurrect Vine in the lab and are making content there, sure. Your content on Newgrounds, any of the millions of art websites, DeviantArt. Actually, once again, those people are weird. If you have any sort of platform, please message me. I will be talking about this on Twitter more tomorrow because it is 9:07. It's really early, actually, but I'm very tired. So, yeah, I'll be talking about this more tomorrow when this episode will release tomorrow. So, that makes sense. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. I love you all. Mwah. I will see you guys in the next one. Watch Hell of a Boss and DM me if you have a platform or want to appear on this episode, next episode, whatever. Bye.